You're listening to ABC Radio.
How many times have you finished a consult with a doctor? You've stepped out of their office and gone, oh, hang on. Sorry, doctor, what was that thing about doing the thing that at what time, which when, with what? You know, all these questions start flooding in again. So is the solution to this issue the ability to record the audio of the consultation and have access to playing it back in your own time? Here to talk to us about it is Dr. Megan Prigden. Megan, how can these recordings actually help patients potentially?
Hi, Doruk. Well, we have good evidence that patients can be helped by being able to listen back to a recording of their consultation because it helps them remember. It might help them understand or get more knowledge about their condition or about their treatment. And it can also be a nice thing if they want to share something about their diagnosis or treatment with a close family member so that they can engage with that kind of support.
Is that something potentially in this post-COVID world where, you know, the number of visitors that people you can actually go to the doctors with is decreasing? So having that ability to take that audio back to someone who is of concern or someone who is basically going to be part of your treatment,
yeah,
having them
absolutely.
Hear it.
Absolutely, I think that's right because, you know, if you can't take your significant other along to an important medical appointment with you and you're there yourself trying to process perhaps, a diagnosis that you weren't wanting to hear or quite a complex treatment regime, it would be really good if you had that record to listen back to later.
And how would someone who's a medical practitioner feel about having such accountability on audio like that?
I think a lot of practitioners think it's a really good idea because it can improve the quality of care that they're providing. It can help, you know, they know that it helps their patients to follow their medication regime. But doctors have also expressed to us that they're very concerned about what might happen with the recording after it's left the clinic. And when we spoke about this topic at a conference last year, we were struck with the extent of interest from doctors in the room, but also that there was a real divide between doctors who thought it was a fantastic idea and doctors who thought it was absolutely the worst thing ever.
And when they say the worst thing, is it a thing of just, having concerns as to how the audio would be used potentially down the track in maybe like a negligence claim or something like that?
Yeah, I think there certainly are concerns from doctors about what's going to happen. Is the recording going to end up on YouTube and they're going to be made fun of in some way? But more importantly, is it going to turn up in a negligence claim? We haven't found any evidence in our research that that's a well-founded fear. There doesn't really seem to be any increased risk of negligence based on a small amount of evidence. If there's a recording, I think it's important to remember that it's about the quality of the care the doctor's providing, not whether there's an audio recording of that care that's more likely to end them in hot water if they're doing the wrong thing.
Is there a risk that, say, we do go in a world where everything gets recorded, where perhaps doctors might be hesitant to disclose something that might be open them up to a legal liability that they might have otherwise said, hey, this is a suggestion that I think might be helpful, but because they're worried about how accountable they are to that, sort of soft advice, if you could use that word.
Yeah. I think that is an issue. And part of the work we've been doing with the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre has turned on the idea that, if we are moving to a world where consultation recording becomes more common, that doctors might value having some communication skills training to go alongside that. So they're really able to reflect on, how they're communicating in consultations.
If a patient's allowed to take notes, like if they're bringing a pen and pad and start scribbling it down, are they allowed to just record something on their phone?
Yeah, so we were really surprised at the results of the research when we looked at the laws in every state and territory of Australia, and we looked specifically at the laws around listening devices or surveillance devices, and we found an enormous amount of variation across the states and territories. So in Victoria, there's nothing in the law, in those surveillance devices laws, that say a person can't record their consultation even without asking the doctor's consent. So there are too many negatives in that sentence, but basically the law doesn't prohibit you recording your consultation with a doctor in Victoria, even if you haven't asked